To find out more about the recent jitters in the financial markets and what they tell us about the economy, we call David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest on our program. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So expand on that for us. What is exactly happening in the markets?
Well, the stock market has been sinking. It lost 10% in the second quarter. Oil prices have been coming down, which is a sign of waning demand and some concerns that China's economy is slowing down. Global investors are anxious about having money in other currencies, so they're putting a lot of money in the dollar. That pushes the dollar up, which sounds good, but it actually hurts our exports because it makes them more expensive overseas. But the fact that everybody seems to want to hold their money in dollars has pushed down the interest rates that the U.S. government has to pay when it borrows money, and it's borrowing a lot, and it's pushed mortgage rates down to the lowest levels since the early 70s.
So taken together, that would account for this new sense of gloom?
Yeah, what the markets are kind of saying, like, this didn't turn out as well as we had hoped. The U.S. economy is growing. We don't appear to be on the verge of a double dip, a return to recession. Factories are making more, for instance. But the economy seems to be losing momentum. There's a chance that growth in the second half of the year will be slower than in the first. Housing is still suffering. Employers, as we saw on Friday, are very cautious about hiring. State and local governments, which employ more people than all the factories in the United States, are doing a lot of belt tightening. Europe, everybody's trying to figure out, are they going to be a drag on the world economy because they're having so many problems, debt problems and banking problems. And basically, there was this bet that if the governments of the world put enough juice into the economy, when that juice started to wear off, the private sector would pick up the slack. And that hasn't been happening as much as people had hoped.
David, are the financial markets reflecting the economy or are they adding to the trouble?
Well, Renee, the answer is really both. On one hand, the markets are a kind of gauge, like a dashboard, that tells you what a whole lot of investors, a lot of money, are thinking about the economy. But they can also be a constraint. So what's happening now, this combination of falling stock prices, the rising dollar, banks reluctant to lend, some companies having trouble borrowing. It's as if the financial markets are putting their foot on the brake of the economy before the Federal Reserve thinks that's actually indicated. So they are actually making things worse.
So there isn't a political appetite for throwing money at this point in time. What exactly could the government do?
Well, that's a good point. Mostly when you see the government slowing, when they see the economy slowing down after such a long recession, you'd expect the government to do something more. The Fed can't cut interest rates any further. They're already at zero. They could buy more stuff, more bonds, more mortgages, and there's a quiet debate inside the Fed about whether that's wise. You're absolutely right. The economic physicians of the Keynesian school would prescribe tax cuts and spending increases, but Congress won't do that because the public seems to be getting this deficit reduction religion at just the time when some economists think it's the wrong strategy. So there's a kind of attempt to, well, if everybody would feel better about the economy, if confidence would return, that would be a cheap stimulus, and maybe businesses would begin to spend and hire, and consumers would begin to spend more readily. So I think what we're seeing is the president going out trying to do this delicate dance of talking up the economy without appearing to be out of touch. And those are basically the three things: the Fed, fiscal policy, and confidence. The first two seem off the list at the moment, so you're going to hear a lot of the third.
All right. David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us again, David.
You're welcome, Renee.